亲身担当了我们的罪。
All our sins.
使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
So that we die on sin, that we can live on faith.
这样的木头，在原文里面就是一棵树。
Here the wood is actually in the original language is tree.
所以主耶稣被挂在十字架上。
When our Lord was hanged on the cross.
如果你从远处望过去。
If you watch from a far distance,
对，有一个人被挂在树上。
You saw a man hang on a tree.
他在那里担当我们的罪。
For our sins.
我们再来读加拉太书。
Let us also read Galatians.
请你往前面翻。加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
十三节，十四节。
Chapter 3, verse 13 and 14.
我们同声来念。基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅。便更叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以领到外邦人。是我们一切和他所应许的圣灵。他说主耶稣被挂在木头上。
Our Lord is hanged on the tree.
他为我们受了咒诅。
And he was cursed for us.
他的目的就是要把我们从咒诅里面救赎出来。
So that we can be saved from it.
我们最后再来读一处的圣经是在约翰福音十九章。
At last, we'll read John.
再往前翻，十九章第二节。
John 19 verse 2.
或者我们读第一节和第二节。
We'll do read verse 1 and 2.
当下比拉多将耶稣鞭打了，并钉用荆棘变作冠冕给他穿上直跑。这样说，给他用荆棘变作冠冕戴在他头上。
And the soldiers put together a crown of thorns and put it on his head.
对不起，我们还要再读一次圣经，在马太福音二十七章。
We'll read one more verse on Matthew 27.
新约的最前面。四十五节，二十七章四十五节，还有四十六节。
Matthew 27, verse 45 and 46.
这是讲到主耶稣被挂在十字架上和被挂在木头上的情形。
It talks about the situation when the Lord was hanged on the tree, on the cross.
我们一起来念：从午正到深出，遍地都黑暗了。夜在深出，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴各拉尼，就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”这几段的我们所念的这几处的圣经
These verses that we've just read
说到有一棵树或者说有一个十字架
It talks about a tree, actually a cross
上面挂着一个人
A man hand on that
这一个人他的头上戴着荆棘的冠冕
And thorn crowns on his head
那么被挂在木头上的都是被咒诅
And it is written thatThose who hang on the tree was cursed.
而主耶稣在十字架曾经说过七句话，其中的一句话是这样说。
Our Lord says seven sentences on the cross. One of them was like that.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
今天早上想借着这一点的时间来说到关于十字架的信息。
This morning I want to share the message about cross.
十字架对于基督徒来说是相当熟悉的一句话。
It's a very familiar verse words to Christians.
但是我们要对于十字架的了解，实在需要圣灵来启示我们。
But we really need the revelation on this cross.
那十字架也是我们信仰的一个中心。
It is the center of our faith.
而神给我们的圣经包括旧约和新约。
The scriptures our Lord word God give us include Old and New Testament.
新约的里面整个的焦点是集中在加略山上的十字架。
And the focus of the New Testament is on a cross on the Mount of Calvary.
这是主耶稣来到地上的终点站。
This is the destination when the Lord came to
the world. 他在那里完成了神的旨意。
He fulfilled the will of God there.
那么旧约有没有说到十字架？
Did the Old Testament mention cross?
很少提到，很明显的提到十字架。
It didn't say it very explicitly.
但是里面充满着许许多多十字架的影儿。
But the Old Testament full of the types of the cross.
读圣经的人就告诉我们，在旧约里面隐藏着许多关于十字架的预表。
And those who read the scripture told us there's a lot of types hidden there.
什么叫做预表呢？很像一个人的影儿。
What is a type? It is like a shadow of a man.
也很像一个人的照片。
Also like a photo of a man.
那个真正的实体乃是在新约里面出现。
And the true antitype appears in the New Testament.
而那个真正的实体乃是主耶稣在十字架上。
The antitype is the Lord on the cross.
所以圣经里面一面有一个英文叫做 type， 中文可以把换成预表。
So there's an English word in the New Testament called type.
在新约的时候我们会看到那一个 type， 那个一个 antitype， 可以把它换成实体或者是真体。
And the other word is antitype.
那我们今天早上就想看在旧约的里面啊，它的那个预表是什么。
This morning I want to share the types in the Old Testament.
我们知道当神造人的时候把人放在一个园子里头。
When God created man, he put man in the garden.
而亚当夏娃就吃了神叫他们不可吃的树上的果子。
And Adam and Eve ate the fruit, the forbidden fruit.
那这一棵树叫做分别善恶树。
And the tree is called the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
神说你吃的那日子必定死。
And God said the day you eat it, you will die.
但是亚当夏娃吃了有身体没有死。
But when Adam and Eve they ate that fruit,Their body didn't die.
但是他们就不像以前可以跟神自由的交往。
But not like before, they can communicate with God freely.
他们吃了以后就害怕。
They have afraid.
他们就躲起来。
And they hide.
因为他们在那里违背了神的命令。
Because they disobey the command of God.
有人说吃分别树上的果子那么严重吗？
And someone say, is it really that serious to eat that fruit?
圣经给我们一个答案。
The answer in the scripture is,
他说因着一人犯了罪。
Because of the sin of one.
圣经是说他因着一个人的悖逆。
Because of the disobedience of one.
众人都死了。
All have died.
看起来吃分别三个树上的果子好像是小事。
It doesn't look like a big issue when you eat the fruit.
但是在人的里面对神不够尊重。
But the disobedience inside the man.
这是相当的严肃。
It's very serious.
所以神说他悖逆死。
So God said he disobeyed.
因着亚当的悖逆，众人都死了。
Because of the disobedience of Adam, all have died.
而人犯了罪以后呢，就有一个神的审判。
After man sinned, there is a judgment.
这审判说，他说人类就受了咒诅。
the judgment is men are cursed.
那个做主的记号在地里面要长出荆棘蒺藜来。
The mark of judgment is the thorn on the earth.
那从亚当的后代，世世代代都在这个做主的命运的里面。
And all descendants of Adam are under this curse.
我想，至于什么叫做做主
？And what is the curse？
或许是痛苦
Maybe it's a pain.
或许是审判
a judgment.
要付出很多的代价可能还是一无所得
and a lot of price without anything gain.
所以当亚当夏娃的孩子就是该隐和亚伯
So when the children of Adam eat which is Abe and Cain
当有一天该隐把他的弟弟亚伯杀了
and when they came killed Abe
神就来找该隐
and God looked for Cain
那神就对该隐施行审判
and God had a judgment on him
他说地要因着你受要咒诅
and God said that the earth will be cursed because of you
而且你要流离飘荡你要从神的面前被赶出去
and you will drift on this earth and driven out of the face of God
当该隐听到这个审判的时候
When he heard this judgment,
他跟神说
he argued with God.
这个审判这个刑罚太大了
And he argued that this judgment is too heavy.
他说叫我不得再见你的面
So that I cannot see your face.
而且我要流离飘荡
And I will drift on the earth.
看见的人要杀我
And whoever saw me will kill me.
所以什么叫做咒诅
So what?
它最基本的意义就是说不得再见神的面
The basic meaning here is not to see the face of God anymore
这就是整个人类的故事
This is the story of mankind
人犯了罪
Man sinned
亏缺了神的荣耀
forsaken the glory of God
是因为吃一棵树上的果子
Because they eat the fruit on a tree
就有咒诅临到人类的身上
and then curse came
他是用荆棘蒺藜来做一个记号
marked by thorn
而那一个咒诅最基本的意义就是说不得再见神的面
the basic meaning of that curse is not to see the face of God
这是人类的命运
this is the destiny of humankind
有人常常说没有神
One of them say there's no God
有人说我们所受的教育是无神论的教育
And many say that our education is atheist education
以前我听了以后实在很同情
And I think so also
也很赞同
And I believe so
但是当我想到说人犯了罪受了神的咒诅不能见神的面这一句话的时候
But when I thought about this verse that when men sin they cannot see the face of God
如果说他说没有神如果真的没有神也就算了
If there's truly no God I have nothing to say
那如果有真的有神的话呢
But if there is God
又承认自己是个无神论者
and, But you still call this yourself an atheist
或者是我们的教育告诉我们说没有神
Or our education told us there's no God.
而且我们也相信我们说没有神。
And we believe so.
这里讲这样的话的里面是不是包含着一个意思
？So maybe there's some meaning when we say it like that.
我是一位被神做主的人。
Probably mean that I am cursed by God.
没有神也罢了。
If there's no God,
如果说你有神，又不承认有神。
But if there's God, but you do not admit that.
也就是说，我是一个远离神的人。
It says that you're a man away from God.
当我想到这里的时候，为着说这样的话，心里面很惊恐。
When I thought about this, I have fear in my heart.
也在心里面。很痛苦
and I have pain in my heart
所以我就跟神祷告
so I prayed
说为着我们的同胞为着我们的部落为着我们的中国人
for the, prayed for the China.
求你施恩怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们可以从神的咒诅的里面被拯救出来。
So that we can be saved from the curse of God.
但愿神能够怜悯我们这个国家。
May our Lord have mercy on this country.
从旧约里面我们看见因着一棵树上的果子带给人类的一个咒诅的记号荆棘最后远离了神。
And from Old Testament, we can see that the mark of the curse is a thorn.
那么神怎么来挽回这个命运？
How our God turned us away from that?
这就是主耶稣来到地上的目的。
That's our Lord Jesus came to this earth.
他说：“神啊，我来了，为了遵循你的旨意。”
He said that God, I came to fulfill your will.
我来了，你给我预备了这个身体。
You have prepared the body for me.
神啊，如果是这个身体要被挂在木头上面。
If this body has to be hung on a tree,
他说我愿意。
I'm willing to do so.
虽然代价相当的大。
Even though this is a high price.
但是主不顾一切。
But our Lord wouldn't consider.
他愿意为着完成神的旨意。
To fulfill the will of God.
他愿意把自己摆在神的手里。
He's willing to put himself totally to God.
当我们来看主耶稣到了他人生的终点站。
When we see that our Lord came to the destiny of his,
他竟然被挂在一棵的树上。
He was hung on a tree.
挂在树上的圣经告诉我们说是被咒诅的人。
And it is written that whoever hung on a tree is cursed.
挂在木头上的是头上戴着荆棘的冠冕。
And this is the one who had a thorn as a crown on his head.
因着一棵树，人类的命运是在死亡定罪的审判之下。
Because of the of a tree, the destiny of humankind is under curse.
今天有一位没有罪的。
But today, one sinless one.
为了要来彰显神的爱。
To express the love of God.
他把他自己交在不法之人的手中
and put him into the hands of the unlawful.
不法之人借着不法的手段把他挂在木头上
and those unlawful ones put him on the cross.
而这挂在木头上的实在就是挂在一棵的树上
and he who hung on the cross is the one who he hung.
这棵树上挂在树上的是被人类所拒绝的人
the one rejected by humans.
圣经在《生命记》里面告诉说，这个也是被神所拒绝的人。
In the Deuteronomy, the scripture told us it is rejected by God.
神的爱子。
God's beloved.
神父怀里面的独生子。
The only beloved son in the bosom of God.
从来没有跟神离开过的这一位儿子。
Never separated from the Father.
有一天，为了要遵循神的旨意。
One day to fulfill the God will of God.
为了要挽救人类那个悲惨的命运。
To save us.
他被挂在木头上。
He was hung on a tree.
他被挂在树上。
He was hung on a cross and hung on a tree.
他的头上有一个记号，就是荆棘的冠冕。
There's a mark on his head.
我们从创世纪里面说，荆棘是因为咒诅才产生出来。
The scripture told us that the thorn.
今天在这里不仅仅是个荆棘
And here today is not just the thorn
而是一个冠冕
It is some crown
就是说所有的咒诅的最高点就在这个冠冕的上面
It is the accumulation of all curse
今天这个咒诅的冠冕戴在主耶稣的头上
And today this crown of thorn was on his head
什么意思他承担了人类犯罪遭受到神的那个咒诅的命运
Because he bore all the destination of the curses because of human sin
他为人类担当这个咒诅
He bore all these
他为你为我成为咒诅
And for you and for me he became a curse
当他在十字架上在那极深的痛苦的里面
When he cried out on the cross
不知道为什么人家讥笑他主耶稣可以默默无声
I don't know why he can be silent when others humiliate him.
人家用钉痕、枪痕扎他，他可以默默无声。
When he was pierced, he's silent. He's silent.
但是神把众人的罪孽归在他的身上。
But our God put all our sins on him.
他跟神喊着说。
He cried out.
我的神啊，我的神。
My God, my God.
你为什么？
Why have you forsaken me?
这个叫做咒诅。
This is called a curse.
所以保罗在加拉太书告诉我们说，主耶稣为我们成了咒诅。
That's why in Galatians Paul told us that our Lord became a curse for us.
当他被挂在十字架上的时候。
When he was hung on the cross.
这意味着神离开了他。
And God forsake him.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣。跟神是那样的合而为一。
You know how our Lord are united with God.
他为什么要离开？
Why he separates from the Father?
是为着要来尝尝这个苦。
Because we want to taste this pain.
他为了来承受这一个咒诅。
To taste this curse.
他要来满足神对着人类犯罪以后的那个审判。
To fulfill the judgment, the Father to the sinful man.
所以他就独自承受了神的咒诅。
So he forbore it alone.
好叫我们可以从神的咒诅里面可以免去他的审判。
So that we can be saved from this judgment and this curse.
所以这是咒诅的真正的意义。
So this is the true meaning of a curse.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
当他说成了。
When you say done.
弟兄姊妹，中文两个字。
In Chinese, that's two words.
但是里面包含了神无穷尽的恩典。
But there's an endless meaning, the grace in it.
包含了从亚当堕落到主耶稣被挂在十字架上4000年来，人类没有办法完成的目的。
From Aden to our Lord hanging on the cross is about 4,000 years, the thing that human cannot achieve.
当他说成了的时候，神可以重新再来面对人类。
When he said done, our God can face human again.
所以这一个神的旨意完成了。
The will of God was fulfilled.
人类有望了。
And we have hope now.
人类有了盼望。
And we have hope.
可以从咒诅里面。被挪去
to be away from this curse,
可以回转来到神的面前
and turn back to the face of God.
那么这个十字架一面把我们的咒诅挪去
on one side this cross removed our curse.
另外一方面借着主耶稣死而复活
on the other side by his death and resurrection.
他要把永远的生命赐给我们
he will give us the eternal life.
所以咒诅除去是消极的
so it's a negative side to remove the curse
把永生引进来是积极的
it is the positive side he put the eternal life in us
那我们要怎么从消极的进入到积极的
how do we turn from this side to the other side
只有一个很简单的方法
there's only one simple way
是相信他
to believe
信耶稣
Believe Jesus.
为罪人死。
He died for sinners.
为你死。
Died for you.
为我死。
Died for me.
而且也为你我复活。
And resurrect for us.
那么简单的相信就可以得着永远的生命。
Simply believe and you will have this eternal life.
我想有两个例子可以这样说。
There are two examples.
当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候。
When Lord Jesus was hanged on the cross,
旁边有两个强盗。
There are two robbers.
有一个强盗开始的时候讥笑主耶稣。
And one laughed at Jesus.
但是他后来他转向主。
And later he turns to Jesus.
他说主耶稣啊，当你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
He said to Jesus, "Said Lord Jesus, when you come back, when you have your country and come back, please remember me."
有人转向他。
Someone turns to him.
有人要他。
Someone wants him.
那你的咒诅就归在他的身上。
And that curse was to Jesus.
所以主耶稣说，今日你要同我在乐园里。
And Jesus said, today you will be be in paradise with me together.
还有一个人就是扫罗。
And the other example is Saul.
他有个名字叫保罗。
His another name is Paul.
他曾经逼迫基督徒。
And once he persecuted Christians.
而且他有一天到了，快要到大马士城里的时候。
And one day he came to Damascus.
主耶稣向他显示。
And our Lord revealed to him.
当这个人转向的时候。
When this man turns to God,
他的作主也被挪去。
And his curse was removed.
弟兄姊妹，这两个例子让我们看见一件事。
These two examples led us to see one thing.
神不在乎你做了什么。
Our God does not care what you did.
神也不在乎你说了什么。
What you said.
你可以说很多的事，做很多的事，反抗神。
You can say a lot of things and do a lot of things against God.
亵渎神。
And blessing God.
神都不在意。
And our God can forgive.
但是神在意一件事情。
Our Lord cares for one thing.
神在乎你相不相信神的儿子为你死。
What's important is do you believe or not?
无论你做了多少的事情，神不在乎。
No matter what you did, it's not matter.
因为这些都在神的作主里头。
Because it's all under the curse.
今天咒诅被挪去了。
Today the curse is removed.
神在乎的你要不要从咒诅里面被免去。
And God.We'll focus on whether you want to be removed the curse.
而且神预备了一个方法，把他的独生的儿子死掉。
God prepared a way, His only beloved Son Jesus Christ.
这一个死是要把你从这里救出来。
His death will remove you from your sin.
所以神在乎你信不信他的儿子。
So God cares, do you believe or not?
如果你信
，If you believe,
你就可以免去作诅。
You'll be removed from this curse.
你就可以。得着永远的生。
And you will have this eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做咒诅？
Brothers and sisters,
很多的时候，在我们的生活里面，我们不会用咒诅这个词。
A lot of times in our daily life, we wouldn't call it.
但是咒诅有一个影子。
But there's a shadow.
叫你里面怀恨。
So you have hatred.
叫你里面贪心。
And you will have greedy.
叫你太瞧不起这件事，瞧不起那个人。
And you will look down this man, look down the other man.
弟兄姊妹们，咒诅常常在我们的生活里面出现。
Actually, curse sometimes always appear in our lives.
但是神要把我们从这里救出来。
But our God will save us from it.
叫我们可以得着永远的生命。
So that we can have eternal life.
信耶稣是你得着永生的起点。
So to believe Jesus is a starting point.
而且你 要在这个起点上继续的往前走
and you shall walk
而且让你的生命越来越丰盛
so that your life will be more and more abundant
那么永生的实际是什么
what is the reality of eternal life
因为永生也很抽象
because you may think it's abstract talking about eternal life
但是当你一个人有永生的时候
when one has eternal life
会从那个罪的捆绑的里面得到了解脱
you'll be out of the bondage of sin
他可以从许多的重担的里面怎么样得着了释放
He will be free from a lot of heavy burdens
他可以有一个充满了一个平安的人生
He will be full of peace
他有一个喜乐的人生
And joyful life
而且当人家来看他的时候
When others saw him
这个人变了一个人
They will see a changed man
以前是愁苦的
And before it's sorrowful
现在是那样的自由那么喜乐
But now it's free and joyful
上个礼拜曾经有人跟我说
Last week somebody told me
他以前认识一个人
He used to know a man
每次看见他都愁眉苦脸
And every time he saw him he is in a sorrow face
但是呢他信了主
But after he believed Jesus
再看看他的话
The next time
这个人脸上有笑容了
There's a smile on his face
以前看起来、哦、都好像这个人哎呀好像要怎么同情他一样
Before it, like others want to have some pity on him.
这个人信了主以后
But after he believed,
他从他身上有个喜乐的把他涌出来
There's a joy flow out of him.
这就是永生的一个特征
This is a character of eternal life.
那么当一个人信了主耶稣以后
After
one believed Jesus Christ,
the value the cross brought us.
今天我想提两个点。第一，当你信了主得着永生以后
，There's two points I want to mention here. One is when after you believe，
他要叫你的人生有意义。
He will give you a life of meaning.
他会让你知道我活着是为着什么。
So you know that why you live.
而且你知道说你跟神恢复了那一个关系。
Let you know that you have the relationship with God.
你可以从神那样得着许许多多祝福。
You can have a lot of abundant blessing from God.
我用简单的话来说。
Let me use simple words.
神把你的名字写在羔羊的生命册上。
God put your name on the book of life of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹，你要名留青史。
Brothers and sisters, do you want your name be on the history book?
不容易。
It's hard.
除非你是很杰出。
Except that you are very talented.
但是你要把你的名字写在生命册上，太难了。
Do you want to put your name on the book of life? It's even harder.
你就是做了一天所有的事情，你都做了，还是不能够把你的名字写在生命册上。
Even you've done all things, you cannot put your name on the book of life.
因为要把名字写在生命册上，是要照着神的法则。
Because it has to be according to the law of God.
照着神的标准。
His standard.
啊，这个标准太难了。
And this standard is too high.
但是又太简单了。
And it's yet too simple.
难是说神要预备了这一个标准，这个方法太难了。
On one side, this standard is too high, too hard.
而且真来到这个地步，全人类都没有办法做。
It is so hard that no man can do it.
只有让他的儿子耶稣基督来完成。
Only his son, Jesus Christ, can fulfill it.
他在十字架上完成。
On the cross.
啊，又太简单了。
And yet this standard is too simple.
只要你接受神所做的。
You just need to accept what he did.
只要你相信主耶稣。
Believe him.
神就把你我的名字写在羔羊生命的册上。
God will put your name on the book of life of the Lamb.
这是神的大恩典。
This is the grace of God.
那另外一方面，当我们有这样的一个有意义的人生以后
，The second point, when you have this meaningful life,
而且我们要过一个有价值的人生
，You will have a valuable life.
有意义的人生是说我跟神发生了连接。
A meaningful life is I have connection with God.
有意义、有价值的人生是把我的中心从人、从自己、从失落里面转一个方向，转到耶稣基督的身上。
And the valuable life is a life that from self-centered, man-centered to God-centered.
神把你为他所做的。
And God will put all you did for him.
他记在另外一个册子上。
On another book.
那个册子叫做纪念册。
Which is called the book of remembrance.
他纪念你所做的是完全为着他。
He will remember all you did that is solely for him.
所以圣经里面把很多人的名字写在上面。
So the scripture recorded a lot of men, their names on the book of remembrance.
特别是读马太福音还有路加福音那个家谱
especially the genealogy in the book of Matthew and Luke
还有书信的后面有很多的问安的名字
and a lot of letters the names on the letters
弟兄姊妹这些我们读的时候好多都不认识
we don't know a lot of them
但是谁认识他
who knows them
神认识他
God knows them
神把他们的名字记在圣经上面。
God put their names on the book of remembrance.
这些人在神的心中有地位。
They have a position in the heart of God.
他们的人生别人怎么看不重要。
It doesn't matter what others look at their life.
但是神看他的人生的时候，他说这个人有意义。
When God looked at their lives, he said they have meaning.
神为神活着。
They live for God.
把他的名字写在圣经里面。
And their name appeared in the scripture.
作为纪念。
As a remembrance.
世世代代在流传着。
Generations after generations.
我想我从圣经里面讲一个例子。
Let me use another example in the scripture.
有一个人叫做马可。
One whose name is Mark.
就是写马可福音的马可。
The one who wrote the Gospel of Mark.
这个人曾经在耶路撒冷里面看见过主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
He saw our Lord Jesus on the cross in Jerusalem.
根据教会历史上的传说，那主耶稣最后那个晚上就是在马可家里面的楼房上。
According to church history, the last night of Lord Jesus Christ on earth is in his house.
在他家里面主耶稣复活以后呢，那在门徒们也常常在他家里面祷告。
And after the Lord resurrected, and disciples are praying in his house.
这位马可曾经在耶路撒冷的时候看见圣灵都大的浇灌。
And Mark saw in Jerusalem that Holy Spirit poured on the disciples.
看见神的那大的作为。
The mighty behavior of the Lord.
神借着巴拿巴把马可带到安提阿去。
And through Barnabas,
the Lord led Mark to Antioch. 看见神哪一个另外一个作为。
And again, he sees the mighty deeds of our Lord.
这一位马可是在曾经看见神在耶路撒冷所做的大事，也在安提阿看见神做的另外一个大事。
And this Mark, he saw the mighty hand of the Lord both in Jerusalem and in Antioch.
他所以是很经历神恩典的人。
And he was so surprised.
He was
experiencing so much.
他有份于保罗和巴拿巴第一次出外的布道。
And he partakes the first journey of Paul and Barnabas.
但是我们去看见有一天这个马可怎么样看见传福音那么难。
But one day, this Mark, he saw it so hard to share the gospel.
当保罗和巴拿巴要到那个比西底的安提阿去传福音的时候。
And when Paul and Barnabas, they want to come to Antioch of Pisidy.
他看到前面都是高山峻岭。
And he saw a lot of high mountains.
所以这位少年，圣经上说，少年的马可就逃跑了。
And this young man Mark fled.
他就跑回去。
Went back to Jerusalem.
就临阵脱逃。
And just chickened out.
如果用今天的话，他信主现在要软弱了。
And he was weak.
他失败了。他跌倒了。
And he fall. He fell.
我不知道圣经里面没有记载马可的心情。
It is not recorded Mark, how Mark feel.
这是当第二次保罗和巴拿巴要出去布道了。
But on the second journey of Paul and Barnabas.
巴拿巴说还是把马可带去吧。
Barnabas wants to bring Mark again.
保罗说不可以。
And Paul.
所以保罗和巴拿巴就分开了。
So there's a separation between Paul and Barnabas.
那巴拿巴愿意带着马可。
And Barnabas would like to bring Mark.
到另外一个地方去
to another place.
做什么？他在那扶持这一个软弱跌倒的。
He wants to support this weak brother.
而神又把马可带到彼得身边。
And God brought Mark to the side of Peter.
彼得再来服侍他。
And Peter served him.
叫这个软弱跌倒失败的少年们，年轻人。
So this weakened vessel, this weakened young man.
在巴拿巴的爱，在彼得的爱的里面扶持底下，他站起来。
The brotherly love of Barnabas and Peter, he will stand again.
弟兄姊妹，十字架叫我们跟神有一个开始。
Brothers and sisters, cross will let us have a starting with God.
十字架上的爱，当一个人软弱、跌倒、失败了。
In the love on the cross, when we fell.
他允许他失败。
It allows us to be.
但是他用爱，盼望能够把他挽回过来。
But the love will restore us again.
当有一天马可回转归向神的时候
，When one day Mark turned back to God.
十字架上舍命的爱
，The love on the cross.
能够重新接纳，重新。收留这一个失败的人
，receive this man again，
叫人面对的这个十字架还有盼望。
So that when we face this cross, we have hope.
这是十字架带给我们的价值。
This is the value the cross brought to us.
我们知道后来保罗告诉提摩太说，你要接纳提摩，你要接纳马可。
When the later Paul told Timothy that you should receive Mark,
他在传福音的事上是与我有益。
It's beneficial to me on the thing of gospel.
这一位年轻人可以跟上一辈的人同工。
So this young man can co-work with the previous generation.
跟提摩太同工。
And he can co-work with Timothy.
十字架的爱叫人产生了盼望。
Oh, the love of cross gives us hope.
十字架的爱也叫我们解释，我们为着神活着有意义。
And so that we'll feel the meaning to live for God.
十字架的爱也可以叫我跟人的间隔怎么样可以重新复合。
And so we can be harmed live in harmony with each other.
最后十字架的爱叫他写下了马可福音。
And last, the love of cross make Mark wrote down the book, the Gospel of Mark.
多少人读到马可福音？
So many people, when they read the Gospel of Mark,
更知道我们的主是一位怎样辛苦劳碌的主。
They know our Lord better. What kind of master is him?
弟兄姊妹，他不仅仅跟上一代的人可以一起配合。
Not only Mark can co-work with the previous generation.
还有跟可以同辈的提摩太，其他的。
He can co-work with the same generation.
一起同工侍奉神。
And work together to serve the Lord.
连后来的历世历代的人。
And even generations after.
除非你不读马可福音。
Unless you don't read the Gospel of Mark.
你要读马可福音的话。
Have you read it?
神也不知不觉把我们放在以马可同工的行列中。
And without knowing it, you will saw that you were put in the same path of Mark.
一同来侍奉他。
To serve God.
叫马可的人生变成一个那么多才多姿。
So that we can see that how meaningful Mark's life became.
十字架上的爱把马可的人生变得那样美丽有意义。
The love of the cross changed the life of Mark so much.
这是十字架对你我的一个意义。
This is the meaning of the cross to us.
啊，有一首诗歌我以前读了也很喜欢，但不太懂。
There's a hymn I like very much, but do not understand very much.
那条诗歌是说，你这不肯放我的爱。
And that hymn says that the love cannot
他说你这使我
let me go.
你这使我抬头之架
the cross that I can raise my head.
他说你这使我抬头之架
a cross that lifted up my head.
当马可跌倒了
When Mark fell down,
十字架重新让他抬起头。
The cross lifted him up.
他说：“我不敢求与你相离。”
He said, "I dare not ask to fly from thee."
当我重新再回归你的怀抱。
When I turn back to your bosom.
回归到你的爱。
Turn back to your love.
他说：“我不敢再跟你相离。”
I dare not to ask to flee.
我不敢 不敢逝去。
And they are not to be away from.
他说：“我的荣耀，我已买下。”
I lay in this life's glory dead.
他说：“我的软弱失败，都在做你为我成为做主的底下都买葬了。”
My weakness, my failure was buried.
即使长出生命红花。
And from the ground there blooms a red.
这个生命像个花，长出了那个美丽的花朵。
This life is.Just like a beautiful red flower.
叫马可的人生多么美丽。
We can see that how beautiful is the life of Mark.
你想想，一个人要跟上一辈子多好。
You see that a man needs to have a good relationship with the previous generation, the same generation,
and
in the future generation.
而且相处的时候都只有一个目的位置来侍奉神。
And they live together for a same purpose to serve the Lord.
这是多么美丽的人生。
How beautiful life is that?
他说。永远开放不已。
And it says that life that shall endless be.
这岂不是主耶稣所说吗？我来了要叫人得生命。
It's like our Lord Jesus said, I came to let men have life.
并且得到更丰盛。
And more abundantly.
一直不断的丰满下去。
Endless to be.
但愿神恩待我们。
May our Lord have mercy on us.
当我面对这个加利的十字架。
When we face the cross on the Calvary,
让我们更懂得主对我们的爱。
Let us know better the love of God.
即使有一天我软弱。
Even though one day I'm weak.
我犯罪了。
I sinned.
我跌倒了。
And I fell down.
我们可以回头。
We can turn back.
十字架上的爱可以赦免我们。
The love of cross will serve us.
十字架上的爱可以包容我们。
The love on the cross.
十字架上的爱可以接纳我们。
Will accept me.
我们还可以继续的再往前走。
And we can go forward.
愿神祝福他的话。
May our God bless His word.
请我们低头有点祷告。
Let us bow our head and have a prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
为我们被挂在树上。
You hang on the tree for us.
为我们头戴荆棘的冠冕。
And you have this thorn crown on your head.
为我们受了咒诅。
And cursed for us.
为我们被神离弃。
And forsaken for us.
好叫我们咒诅的命运。
So our destiny of this curse
可以被挽回过来。
Can be turned back.
今天叫我们可以因信。
So today by faith.
可以回到你的面前。
We can come back to your face.
可以得着生命。
And we can have life.
可以得到更丰盛的生命。
And more abundantly.
主啊，握住我们的手。
Lord, hold our hands.
一生来跟随你。
The whole life.
叫我的人生有意义。叫我的人生。
So our life will have meaning.
叫我的人生有价值。
So our life will have value.
愿你在我们的心中有地位。
May you have a high position in our heart.
美化我们的人生。
And make our life beautiful.
其中的美丽。就是因为你在其中。
The beautiful because of you are in us.
主，我把自己放在你的手里。
Lord, we put our under your hands.
我们一同仰望你的拯救。
We look upon your salvation.
叫我们的生命更成熟。
That your life will be more mature in us.
能够在我们的生活中荣耀你。
So that we can glorify you in our lives.
彰显。
Reveal, express yourself.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
谢谢今天的信息，我们一起起立来唱。